All right, everybody, please stay tuned, as in the next few minutes, you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Hello all, and welcome to episode 19. You will hear in this episode where I will say 18, I meant to say 19, kind of got our episode mixed up. But yes, this is episode 19. We're going to be talking about, you know, more into the Proverbs, and today we're reading 17, 18, and 19. As we left off reading Proverbs 15 and 16. We had a wonderful Sunday live, and I'm so glad we were able to finally get that episode published. It was a while. But anyways, welcome to episode 19 as we follow up with Proverbs 17, 18, and 19. And learn about more of God's wisdom, you know, honor the importance of being humble, you know, and not being foolish, but walking through our life, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, as the word says. Amen. Well, thanks so much for listening. We'll get right into episode 19. Amen. Welcome everybody to the podcast. Open your heart. Sing along. Jesus all for Jesus.
Jesus all for Jesus. All I have and ever hope to be. Ambitions, hopes, and plans, I surrender these into your hand. For it's only in your will that I am free. For it's only Jesus, all for Jesus, all I am and have, and never hope to be.
Amen. Jesus, all for Jesus. Amen.
Jesus, we praise you, Jesus. Oh, we do it all for you, and all I am and have, and ever hope to be.
Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you that you died on the cross. You're there for us in time of need when we need you. And it's for you that we do everything we do for your glory. You know, you can't say it enough, that everything that we want to have done in our lives, you will make it happen. It says in your word that you withhold no good thing from me. So all of our ambitions, hopes, and plans we put into your hands. And there's nothing that you know that we absolutely have to know. All we have to know is that you are the one in charge. Amen. They'll sing along.
Only your will that I am free, for it's only it, your will that I
excuse me. Jesus, all for Jesus. Amen. Sing along. Jesus, all for Jesus. All I am and have and ever hope to be. Amen. Lord, we thank you that we have that anchor that we can lean on in you. As we go into reading your word this morning, we pray that you give us understanding and let us say, God, not my will, but your will be done. You know, it says a lot in the Proverbs to seek after wisdom, you know, and we've been talking about that. And Lord Jesus, you are the source of wisdom. So it's in you that we say that it's only for you that I am free. Amen.
Oh, for it's only your will that I am free.
Amen. Jesus, all for Jesus.
Jesus, all for Jesus. Amen. Jesus, all I am and have, and ever hope to be.
Amen. All of my ambitions, hopes, and plans, we surrender to His hands. Amen. Thank y'all so much for joining today. We're going to head and get started after this song. I love this song. It's called Turn Up the Radio. It's by one of my favorite not Southern Gospel, but one of my favorite Christian groups.
Phillips, Craig, and Dean. And it's a powerful song that talks about, you know, turn up the radio when things are looking dim. You know, turn up the radio and realize that life is you know, one of those special things. And one of the things about life is it's unpredictable, but in that unpredictability, God is in the center and he's taking care of us. It might not seem like he is, but amen, he is. And so as we get into this next song, I'm going to sing along with him or with the group. This is Turn Up the Radio right after this ad from YouTube TV.
So the fun thing with the serpent is, how does a serpent talk? What, and not only that, but why is the serpent's punishment to crawl on its belly when that's what it does?
More about Genesis, etc.
If you don't know how to read biblical poetry,
look up online.hillsdale.edu.
Parallelism and expansion, you are missing out on 1/3 of the Hebrew Bible. Whatever theological background you have, you're going to have your own hypothesis, that is to say, your own plot and narrative. What the literary reading allows you to do is to find new details that work within that overall plot or narrative. Now the question
we're
becomes,
happy to
what's the way in which the specific
have these,
details and particularities
songs brought
can show
to
us
by
the subtlety
you two.
And nuance to really bring to the fore to these theological insights.
And
that are
as we are discovering
the book of Genesis, which is the first book of the Bible, is profound.
We're talking about Genesis. If you want to look in more,
did all this start somewhere?
Look up the Genesis story. This is the official trailer of Hillsdale College.
He would actually have to be outside.
Again, to look more, go to online.hillsdale.edu/landinggenesis/Genesis.
What I hope you'll get from studying Genesis in this course is a deeper appreciation of the biblical insights with regards to the human person, its psychology, our predilection towards rivalry, but also reconciliation. I'm Justin Jackson, professor of English at Hillsdale College. This is the course on Genesis. Let's begin.
Hillsdale College online courses, the Genesis story by Justin Jackson. If you want to look into more of that, you can. Hey man, let's get into this song. Let's turn up the radio, shall we? You know, God has given us a song to sing. Let's sing it to him. Amen. Have you ever been down? You feel like you can't make it? This is your song. Amen. Sing along.
I'm out of down today. Feeling like I can't quite make it. Pressure of past thing world. Hard to handle now and then.
Amen. Somebody say amen.
Haven't got a lot to say, but I resolve that I won't take it anymore. I know that something good is moving in me. That's when I feel abusing. Soothe the savage beast. I hear the Lord, I find release. Turn up the radio,
amen,
and sing a song, a symphony. Turn up the radio, let freedom ring in harmony. I hear the healing go to the secret of grace, only God can know. Turn up the radio, yes, turn it up, turn up the radio. Oh.
Amen. We all make mistakes, this is for you.
Don't you know I make mistakes?
And I can surely feel forsaken. Amen. Pressure of this fast-paced race hurts my already broken heart. Amen. But when the road is headed down and out,
and I desire love's forgiveness. The Spirit called my name again. That's when I feel His music to the savage beast. I hear the Lord, I find release. Turn up the radio and sing a song of symphony. Turn up the radio, let Him ring in harmony. I hear the healing go through the secret place only God can know. Turn up the radio, turn up the radio. Let a message of hope begin. Feel the fire of life begin. Break out of the chain. See a sweet refrain. Turn up the radio. Simply turn up the radio. Let freedom ring in harmony. I hear the healing go to the secret place only God can know. Turn up the radio, and sing a song of symphony. Turn up the radio, let the freedom ring harmony. I hear the healing go to the secret place only God can know. Turn up the radio, turn up the radio. Turn up the radio. Turn up the radio. Turn up the radio. And turn up the radio.
Amen. Man, how many of you feel like, you know, you want to turn up the radio, but you got people, you know, talking against you, and you just really don't know what to say to them? I want you to sing along with this song. This song's called "This Is the Life." And next time somebody starts talking about your faith, etc., sing this song or say it to them. Amen. This is the life of St. Phillips Craig and Dean. Amen.
This life is the life that I've chosen. I surrender to it. It's right. Giving all my devotion. Oh yeah. Sweeter feeling than a godly life. I go ahead and testify. This is the life where I wanna be, living on the center of a heart that's free. Whoa, whoa, feeling alright. Oh, this is the life.
Amen. And they're going to try to say stuff like this, you know.
You think it's a dull life I'm living. Yeah.
Such a pity.
Ooh. Take it feeling. Thing I need to say. I don't need no sympathy, so don't be talking.
I don't need no sympathy. We will see the light.
Is the light where I wanna be, living on the center of a heart that's free. Whoa, whoa, feeling alright. Day or night, rain or shine, this is the light. I never had a bad day. Ooh. Living for Jesus. Oh, oh. to say, yeah, this is the life of where I want to be, living on the center of a heart that's free. Whoa, feeling all right, day or night, rain or shine, this is the life of where I want to be, living from the center of a heart that's free. Whoa, feeling alright, day or night, rain or shine. Ooh, this is the life. This is the life. Where do I wanna be? Living from the center of a heart that's free. Whoa, feeling alright, day or night, rain or shine. This is the life. Amen. I'm where I wanna be, living from the center of a heart that's free. Whoa, feeling alright, day or night, rain or shine. This is the light. Amen. So, thank you so much for joining episode. See, what is this? Episode 19 or 18? No, episode 19 is tonight, and we'll have episode 18. So, on the same day. But anyways, episode 18. Let me get this straight. Alright. Looking back, I actually just went to look. It is actually episode 18. Yes, episode 18. So welcome to episode 18. And sorry for the mix up there. But anyway, let's get right into it. Today we are picking up where we left with the Proverbs, as always. You know, we're reading through the Proverbs, and it's very cool to note that the Proverbs are a very encouraging book. Last one we left off was Proverbs 16, where it's talking about preparations of the heart of man, etc., and the highway to the upright, talking about the wise heart that's prudent and sweetness, the lips increases learning. The forward man sows strife, and a whisper separates chief friends. So now we continue on into chapters 17 through 19. And it says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a house full of sacrifices with strife. And I'm just going to read through these as we don't have a lot of time to discuss. But I feel God has just one specific thing that he's speaking to us through all the... scripture that we're reading, as in Proverbs 17, 18, and 19. So it says, better is a dry morsel and quietness therewith than a household full of sacrifices with strife. A wise servant shall have rule over a son and cause a shame, and shall have part of the inheritance among the brethren. The fining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord trieth the hearts. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their future. Amen. That is so true. You know, whatever you teach in this generation is going to be carried on through the next. And, we want to let Jesus be the center. And you're going to come across center. You're going to come across people that, oh, you're a Jesus freak, etc. Don't let that bother you. I mean, if you're getting criticized for that, then Jesus is smiling, and that's what counts. Amen. So, why wouldn't you want to be a Jesus freak, right?
So, the wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to naughty tongue. Whoso mocketh the poor reproacheth his maker, and he that is glad at calamity shall not be unpunished. Children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of children are their fathers. Excellent speech becometh not a fool, much less do lying lips a prince. A gift is as precious stone in the eyes of him that hath it. With whosoever it turneth, it prospereth. He that covereth a transgresseth, He that covereth a transgression seeketh love, but he that repeateth a matter separateth very friends. A reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. That's basically saying that the wise man will listen, whereas the fool will just keep getting pounded and pounded and pounded until he doesn't listen. Amen. So, you know, there's a difference in hearing the word versus just, you know, doing it, right? All right, so let's go ahead and read further on. An evil man seeketh only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. Again, a fool doesn't have much hope, and it says that in the beginning of the Proverbs, if you remember. Whoso rewardeth evil for good, evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is at when one letteth out water, therefore leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked and he that condemneth the just, even they both are an abomination to the Lord. Amen. Wherefore there is a prince in the land of a fool to get wisdom, seeing he hath no heart to it. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man void of understanding striketh hands, and becometh surety in the presence of his friend. Some say surety for a stranger. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. Amen. Don't go in the way of the sinner. He that hath a forward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Amen. And, you know, God's talking to me on this, you know, I'm sure just as much to y'all. But that verse stuck out to me, verse 19-20. He loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. You know, so if we're in strife and go the wicked way, you know, we're building our gate to our demise. And then in 20, he that hath a forward heart findeth no good, and he that hath a perverse tongue falleth into mischief. Amen. So that just reminds us that we need to keep our forehead set like flint, right? And take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Finishing off verse 20 through 28. He that begetteth a fool doeth it to his sorrow, and the father of a fool hath no joy. A merry heart doth good. A merry heart doeth good like medicine, but a broken spirit trieth the bones. A wicked man taketh a gift out of the bosom to pervert the ways of judgment. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Amen. The foolish son is a grief to his father, and bitterness to her that bare him, the mother. Also, to punish the just is not good, nor to strike princes for equity. He that hath knowledge spareth his words, and a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. Even a fool when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. Amen. Have that understanding and know that you're not the center of everything, right? That's one of the things I had to learn, is, you know, God has a time and season for everything. Moving into 18, we say, through desire a man, having separated himself, seeketh and intermeddleth with all wisdom. Man, he seeks wisdom out, and he's, you know, and it's interesting to note how it says desire. You know, when you have a desire, that means you're gonna do it. You know, you're gonna take action on it. And if you don't, you know, you're just, your desire is not, you know, it's not your own, and you haven't really figured, you know, this is what you absolutely want to do. So, you know, there's no, well, I want wisdom, but, you know, no but. I mean, you either have wisdom or you don't. It's a privilege, amen? And, you know, I'm still learning wisdom and listening, trying to make sure everybody is, you know, I'm hearing what they want to say. You know, is there something that I'm missing, God? What do you want to speak to me? So, as we read on, it says, a fool hath no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself. When the wicked cometh, then cometh also contempt, and with ignominy reproach. I think that's like disrespect. If we look it up, ignominy. Ignominy, meaning, based on Google, it is shame or disgrace. Yeah, so, yeah, I guess disobedience or anything that would call shame or disgrace. So, if you, when the wicked come to have contempt, there's disgrace and reproach. So basically, you know, it's not good to be in the wicked man's shoes, right? We want to stay on that path toward God. The word of a man's mouth are as deep waters, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. A fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as a wound, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. I mean, they're hurtful. Some verses say it's like a dagger, I believe. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Amen. It just wastes away time, everything that's precious is wasted. And time is precious. Amen. Father's love for background music, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. And it's fitting that it should start playing as we're reading Proverbs 18, because it is talking about how the fool's way is not conducive to our walk with God. Amen. We need wisdom. As we're familiar, the fool's lips enter into contention, his mouth calleth for stroke. A fool's mouth is his destruction, his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are his wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Man, we've read this, and this is going to be the theme verse. So, Proverbs 18 is, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and is safe. The rich man's wealth is his strong city, and as an high wall in his own conceit. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. Amen. I love that. Before destruction, the heart, or the proud man, opposite, there is honor for humility. So if you're proud, you know, your reward is, you know, destructive, whether it's on you or someone else. It's going to be hurtful. Whereas if you walk in humility and follow what God's telling you, it's a wonderful experience to have that honor around you, and people, you know, shake your hand and, you know, give you high fives, etc. But remember, it's not about you, it's God. So whenever somebody does give you a standing ovation, if you will, be sure to look up at God and give him a thank you. Amen. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it is folly and shame unto him. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit who can bear? The heart of the prudent getteth knowledge, and the ear of the wise seeketh knowledge. A man's gift maketh room for him, and bringeth him before great men. He that is first in his own cause seemeth just, but his neighbor cometh and scareth him. Amen. A brother offended is harder to be won. And this particular word is, you know, marked out, bold, so you can see. It's harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. So you want to be strong for each other, but you don't want to, you know, say, I own this, I deserve this, etc. You know, truth is, we don't deserve anything except for God's love. Well, really, we don't deserve just his love. You know, we really don't deserve anything, but he gives it to us because that's the kind of God he is. And when I say we deserve it, you know, that's on the basis of, are we really serving God to, you know, get something out of it for ourselves, or are we putting everything that we have in ourselves to God? Amen. I heard a story one time of there was a problem with one of these people, and I'm not using words or anything, but I mean not words, names, but certain people, they had problems with their bill, and they had owed this person something, but instead they went ahead, they forgave the amount and gave them what they needed to cover their bills, etc. And what speaks of that is, you know, the only thing that we ever owe anything to anybody is love, a genuineness, and, you know, honesty. It's true when it says honesty is the best policy. So, as we read here in 19, where it says, or excuse me, as we read here, finishing up in 18, a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. You know, you don't want to have contention. You want everything to be at peace, right? A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall be filled. Death and life are the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor in the Lord. Amen. That's one of my favorite scriptures in the Proverbs. You know, whoso findeth a wife findeth a good thing, and obtaineth favor in the Lord. You know, that's why it's good to have a partner in life, somebody to stand by your side. And you know, it's good to, you know, do the right timing too, you know. Don't try to jump into something or make something there that isn't. So finishing up 18, it says, the poor useth entreaties, but the rich answereth roughly. Amen. God is blessing. All right. So finishing off with chapter 19, it says, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Again, you know, better is the poor. And, you know, poor, they don't, I mean, they don't have much to offer. And it's saying, better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. So you could have somebody that's rich, is Christian, etc., and it's all, you know, I go by the Bible, etc., but, you know, he says hurtful things, etc. Then you have this poor guy over here that, you know, he walks in integrity, etc. And he's poor and just barely getting by. But God will bless him more than that other person. And we see that in songs, etc. Everywhere. And it's pretty amazing to know that we have a stronghold in Jesus when we lean on him. But better is the poor that walketh in his integrity than he that is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, that the soul be without without knowledge. It is not good, and he that hasteth with his feet, hasteneth, as in run with his feet, sinneth. The foolishness of man persevereth his way, and his heart fretteth against the Lord. Wealth maketh many friends, but the poor is separated from the neighbor. I mean, they're cast out. And that's not something that should be so. I mean, there's a song that one of the, it's a Southern gospel group, but there's one song and it's, there are no orphans, there are no outcasts, there are no, you know, orphans of God. And what it's saying there is, like, everyone has a father. And, you know, his is not better than yours. And, you know, we're all equal. God is the father of all. Amen. So, as we read on, that many will entreat the favor of a prince, and every man is a friend to him that giveth gifts. All the brethren of the poor do hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He pursueth them with words, yet they are wanting to him. He that getteth wisdom loveth his own soul, and he that keepeth understanding shall find good. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Amen. It's good to have a truthful tongue. Delightful is not seemly for a fool, much less for a servant, to have rule over princes. The discretion of a man deferreth his anger, and it is his glory to pass over a transgression. The king's wrath is as the roaring of a lion, but his favor is as dew upon the grass. A foolish son is the calamity of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dropping. House and riches are the inheritance of fathers, and a prudent wife is from the Lord. Slothfulness casteth into deep sleep, and an idle soul shall suffer hunger. He that keepeth the commandment keepeth his own soul, but he that despiseth his way shall die. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given all will he pay him again. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, that thou mayest be wise in the latter. And I believe Proverbs 2, it says, listen, my son, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. Chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. A man of great wrath shall suffer punishment, for if thou deliver him, yet thou must do it again. Hear counsel and receive instruction, and thou mayest be wise in the latter end. There are many devices in a man's heart, nevertheless the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. All men are like grass, and all their glory is like the grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of the Lord stands forever. Amen. There are many devices in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord that shall stand. The desire of a man is his kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life, and he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom, and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Smile, a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge. An ungodly witness scorneth judgment, and the mouth of the wicked devoureth iniquity. Judgments are prepared for scorners, and stripes for the back of fools. Amen. Well, that is the end, guys, of Proverbs 17, 18, and 19. And what I'm getting from this is Jesus said it in the gospel. In the Beatitudes, you know, there's lots of rules, there's lots of, you know, wise sayings, etc. But what's important to note is not all the wise sayings, it's the devotion that we have as followers of Jesus Christ to not just go through our life on a day-to-day rigmarole or routine, if you will, and kind of just be with God just for a little bit and then you know, change. So I'd encourage you guys that what God is speaking mainly here is be devoted to Him, be devoted to wisdom. Let wisdom dictate your actions, or your actions will dictate something else, and it's not wisdom, you know. God says in His Word that my Word is strong. As we read in there, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Amen. Well, guys, I hope you are safe. Continue delving into His Word. Thank you so much for joining us in this episode as we read Proverbs 17, 18, and 19. In the episode 19, we will be reading Proverbs 20, 21, and catching up to today, 22. Amen. God be with you. And another thing that I felt God was speaking through that is, although it might seem like this is a really great deal, etc., you know, whenever you're faced with those situations where you have to decide, you know, my will or God's will, you know, do as Jesus said, not my will, but your will be done. For it is in His love that we are made new. Amen. Well, I've got one more song to do and close it out. This song is one of my favorites. It simply says that He loves to hear His creation and us sing to Him. And I want y'all to sing along. The song is called Favorite Song of All. Man, sing along. Thank you. loves to hear the wind ring as it whistles through the pines on mountain peaks. And he loves to hear the raindrops as they splash through the ground in a magic melody. Smiles of sweet approval as the waves crash through the rocks in harmony. All creation joins in unity to sing to him majestic symphonies. And here's why. 'Cause his favorite song of all is song of love redeemed, when lost sinners now may plead. Let their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by his blood live to hear the song of love. The more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song. Amen. And he loves to hear the angels. He
loves to hear the angels as they sing, oh, holy, holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy is the Lamb.
Lift up praises to the great I Am.
He lifts his hands for silence when the wicked say by grace begin to sing.
And a million angels listen as a newborn soul sings, I've been redeemed. Oh yes, Lord. Favorite song of all is a song of love redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean. When lost sinners now made clean. Lift your voices loud and strong. Amen.
When those purchased by his blood live to hear the song of love. There's nothing more you'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song of love. Melodies and harmonies catches his attention. Clever lights and phrases, 'cause he can hear, stop and listen. But when any heart set free, washed and bought by Calvary,
washed and bought by Calvary, begins to sing. Favorite song of all, amen, is the song of love redeemed, when lost sinners now made clean. Lift their voices loud and strong, when those purchased by his blood, oh Lord, live to hear the song of love. Nothing more he'd rather hear, nor so pleasing to his ear as his favorite song of love.
Amen.
Holy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. Holy is the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen, guys. Thank you so much for joining this episode as we delve more into the Proverbs. It was a joy. We'll catch you next time in episode 19, 20, 22, and following. Thank you so much for listening. And again, if you need to contact us, don't be afraid to dial that number. You can dial mine. It's 254-733-4171, or email us. soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. God knows that we are here to help each other. And here at Soldiers for Christ Ministries, it is our mission to
help and extend a helping hand, as we say, and preach the name of Jesus so that all may be redeemed by his love. Well, thank you so much, guys. You've been listening to me, Amos Waterbury, music minister and director of Soldiers for Christ Online Church. And today we are happy to bring you Proverbs 17, 18, and 19. What wise words, and may we all stay on the path of wisdom and away from the path of the scorners, the iniquity, and the evil one. God be with y'all. Y'all have an awesome weekend, and we'll catch you in the next episode. Thanks for listening. Bless the Lord. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. You have been listening to episode 19 of SFC, The Walk with God. You know, one of the things that continues to amaze me is there's never enough. You know, that song from The Greatest Showman, Never Enough. That can imply to the infinite wisdom that God has for us every day. And as we've read in the proverb in this episode, he has so many lessons for us to learn. And if we go through life practicing and actually acting out those lessons, as opposed to just, you know, listening, you know, we talked about that, and we could see a drastic difference. But you see, a walk with God, and the reason why we chose that name for this podcast, is nothing really hard. You just have to have faith, courage, and a willingness to be bent. You know, sometimes we have to be broken or bent to learn to live again, as another song says, to conform to that mold that God has, you know, a vessel of honor. Amen. Well, guys, we look forward to sharing another episode with you. So, till then, God bless. Stay strong. Be victorious in the battle, and God will bless.